That probably is good enough then. It's not a Catholic school.
No,
it's okay. The September 21st, 2012 meeting of the Chicago State University Board of Trustees Facilities Committee meeting is hereby called to order. If I could ask the roll be called.
Trustee Carton?
Yes, here.
Trustee Rozier? Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
Quorum exists for business for the of the board to begin. Ms. Phillips, would you certify that the notice for this meeting has been given pursuant to the requirements of the Open Meetings Act?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met. Notices were posted 48 hours before this meeting in the Cook Administration, Student Union, and at academic library buildings.
Very good, we can proceed. Are there any comments or corrections to the minutes of the last board meeting? If there are none,
there were none.
Thank you. Then I would ask for a motion to approve the minutes of the June 29th, 2012 meeting of the Board of Trustees.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Could I request that the roll be called?
Trustee Carton?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
Thank you. At this time then, could I ask Chief Watson to give us the update on the facilities?
Good morning, trustees. The Associate Director, Monique Horton, is going to take it here, and we will give you an update on facilities as well as one resolution.
Good morning, trustees. For the record, my name is Monique Horton, Assistant Director of Facilities. The director sends his regrets. He is out ill today. So we have the report, some of the highlights that we wish to have now. We have, again, from JDC, we've installed new induction lighting, as the previous athletics director has commented on, to meet NCAA standards, along with having to meet some of our energy conservation methods as well. That has been completed, and the job was done in 1 week. We also, for the Jones Convocation Center, it was also mentioned that there was funding to try to remediate some of the previous things from the building. There is going to be a list for scope that will be given to the Operations Committee on Monday, and then they will convene to prioritize those items. For the baseball field as well, the baseball field is out to bid. We have held a pre-bid meeting this past week with a nice amount of participation, and then the bids are going to be due later on in the month. For the utilities, it's already been mentioned as well that we have experienced a reduced electrical cost, which has yielded a savings of about $426,000. So the if there are no questions about the report as stands, then we could go to the resolution.
Are there any questions? Hearing none, the resolution.
The resolution is regarding the replacement of the valves that are on our high-temperature hot water system. Because the purchase of these valves exceeds $250,000, we are bringing this to the board. It is intended to pay for the project using the utility savings that we have. It's estimated that the cost will be $350,000 or less.
Are there any questions or comments from other trustees regarding this resolution? Hearing none, then I ask that we approve the motion that we approve the crane valve project, and I would ask that the let me ask for a second first.
Second.
And could the roll be called?
Trustee Carton?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That is all of it.
Thank you. Are there any public or and or employee comments at this point? Hearing none, I then would ask for a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
And could I have the roll be called?
Trustee Carton?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.